say. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just come to you thanking you and praising you for waking us up this morning, Father God, and thank you, Lord, for a new year. Happy New Year to you, Jesus, for blessing us for another year, 2015. Oh, Father, we just thank you and we praise you, for we know that great things are in store, Lord. The dreams and the visions that you've given us, Father, we shall fulfill them. To God be the glory. Thank you for the TMC family, Lord God. Thank you so much for Pastor PK and for Pastor V, Lord God, for giving them the vision, Lord, and they're running with it, Father. We bless you and we praise you on today. Father God, we thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah. For Artists International, it was a blessing, Lord, that you enable us to come together. Lord, we thank you and we love you so much. We need you. We know we can't make this journey without you, but with you, we truly know all things are possible. So, Father God, we just want you to have your way today. We love you. We bless you. We extol you, and we lift you on high. Thank you so much for trusting you on Thursday. Happy New Year to the family. In Jesus' name, we love you, Lord, and we need you. Amen, amen, and amen. Host, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me, Minister Wanda?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. God bless you. Take it away.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, and welcome to the Master's Call. First, I want to say thank you, Minister Wanda, for seating and greeting the people and opening us up in prayer. Again, I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia. And we want to welcome you with the warmest of kingdom greetings as we begin our day. You know that the Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. And we know that this call is all about the Master, and that each day, Monday through Friday, we come together to give God praise, glory, honor, and the reverence that is due him as we begin our day. We know that when God starts a thing, he founds it in his word, and he gives a mission statement. And that mission statement is to enrich, empower, and enhance believers as we begin our day. And the scripture reference that he gave was Psalm 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. And we know that in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, we start this call in prayer, we end this call in prayer, and we pray that you continue each and every day in prayer. So again, I say Happy New Year to you, and I welcome you, and I'm just so excited about what God is going to do in 2015 that I say happy, happy, happy New Year. And we know that we have an amazing website where you can get information about what's going on, the prayer objectives for the fast that is going to be starting on the 5th, and more information and bios about each and every person who speaks on this call. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And if you feel like you are being led to become a prayer intercessor or to become a member of the team to greet or host the call, if you have a word that you feel like the Lord has stored up in your belly, you can a prayer request, excuse me, or a praise report, you can contact us or send us an email at info@themasterscall.net. That's I-N-F-O @themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa, our Mother Eagle, or Minister Robin, our prayer general, will get back with you.
immediately following this call is the MMC call. And that call is hosted by none other than Artist's godmother, Dr. Dorothy Cook. And that call is immediately following at 8:30, and that number is 530-881-1300, access code 539-598-pound. Again, 530-881-1300, access code 539-598-pound. So now I'm just going to bring forward the woman of the hour who is going to bring the word, of course, uncompromised, unhindered, and uninterrupted. And that's going to be none other than our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts. Now, let me tell you a little bit about this amazing woman of God. We know that she is living a super fantastic life. She is a woman of God who loves the Lord with all her heart. She is walking according to His will for her life. She is a mother of two amazing kids. She has two grandchildren that call her Gigi, and she loves it. We know that Dr. P.K. Roberts walks according to the will of the Lord for her life. We know that she is a pastor. She is a chaplain. She has gotten her doctorate, and she is just super fantastic, and she wants us to know more than anything that she loves God and she loves His people. So now I will get out of the way and present to some and introduce to others none other than our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts. Dr. P.K., are you there?
Dr. Can you hear me, Minister Kai?
I can hear you loud and clear now. Take it away.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, my dear. It's so good to hear your voice this morning. I say to each and every one of you, Happy New Year to the Master's Call family. I thank God for this day. It has been just so wonderful, wonderful, wonderful waking up here and seeing the handiwork of God. It is absolutely magnificent to hear your voices as you are coming on the call this morning. I thank God for each and every one of you. I especially want to thank Minister Wanda this morning for seating the audience in prayer. And thank you, Minister Kai, my dear daughter, there in Atlanta, Georgia, for the announcements and my introduction. And I thank you for honoring me with a very short introduction. Thank you. Now, listen, I've got to honor my own and our own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. My sister by the way of Mother Josie. And Mother Josie, I say to you, happy, happy, happy New Year this morning. I love you. We love you from the Master's Call family. As you closed out 2014, I pray that you took some much needed quiet time to reminisce on your failures and accomplishments from the year. I'm asking you, what was your greatest accomplishment? We're going to take just a moment to think about what do you consider your greatest accomplishment. If you really, really, really reflected over your year, you would have listed your accomplishments and those things which did not go as well as you wanted them to. I took a long spa last night, and I posted some of the pictures that my daughter took of me as I was reflecting by candlelight what it was that I was thankful for 2014. And my greatest accomplishment was finding a home, after 3 years of traveling so much that baggage claim became my address at any airport. But God and I thank God that He kept me in all of the travels. I thank Him as I watched the news about the airplanes going down, and not one of mine went down. I thank Him as I heard news of people being molested and robbed as they are traveling. I thank God for the safety. As I reflected on 2014, I said, but God, had it not been for God. And as a result of living with this freedom and everything, you all, I want you to understand that there is always a consequence to our action. So when I would wake up in a different place, a different time zone, a different hotel, different beds, you know, different food, I realized that slowly my life was losing order. There was no order. And how many of you know that in this life we need order? Order is very important. I'm here to tell you that a life full of clutter, full of stuff, full of mess will cause you much stress, that there is no real success in a bunch of mess, that life must have order. So therefore, my subject this morning is first things first. Matthew 6:33 is a well-quoted scripture in the Christian sector, but I'm here to tell you that in very few really follow through on that word. And the word says, but seek first God's kingdom, not ours, and his righteousness, not what is right in our own eyes. And all of these things will be given to you as well. First things first. You all, I asked myself the question as I was preparing this sermon, what is it? What is it about the human nature that makes us want to be first? Not just first some of the time, but first all the time. We get excited. We pride ourselves in saying, you know, PK, I was the first black female chaplain. I was the first. Good God of mercy. What is it about being first that drives people to doing foolish things, hurtful things, stepping on others, and absolutely silly things because they want to be first? I come today to say that it is not biblical for us to shine the light on ourselves so much, but even Christians revel in being first. Christians, those who say we follow Christ. For 2015, let's be conscious and intentional. Somebody said, I'm going to be intentional about first things first. And you asked me the question, how, Dr. Roberts? I'm glad you asked, so I'm going to tell you how we can do that. Well, number one, in the first of the day, I will do what? I will seek God first. How about that? Seek God first. Psalms 63:1, and that was one reason that Psalms 88:13 was so important for this particular call. I remember when Pastor V and I were searching the scriptures for this call, and I said, girl, let me tell you, the Bible says over in Psalms that we are to put him first. Oh God, you are my God. Early will I seek you, my soul thirsts for you, my flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. Lord, I seek you first. Mark 1:35 says, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. It is important that we rise early and seek God first. Second point, I want to put a little emphasis on the final point. The second point is the first of the week. First things first, we want to seek God first in the day, and secondly, we want to worship together the first of the week. My sisters and brothers, it is very important for us to understand that we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together with the righteous. Hebrews 10 lets us know that. Let me tell you something. This live streaming of the church is real good. I've even gotten into it a couple of times when it didn't feel good. I tell God, thank you. And then I found myself on one Sunday saying, oh, no, I can just live stream. I don't have to go. It wasn't that I wasn't feeling well. I just didn't want to be bothered. I just didn't want to get up and get dressed. It was inconvenient for me to do that. So I just decided to just chill out and live stream the church. But I'm here to tell you that the first of the week, we are called together to worship God. We should come together and worship God. Let me tell you, statistics says that the average Christian attend church only once a month. But let me tell you what the word says. Over in Acts 20 and 7, it says, on the first day of the week, we came together to break bread and worship God together. In Hebrews 10, 25, let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another and come together and worship together. Hallelujah. At the first of the week. Yeah, the Bible lets us know that that's what we are supposed to do. I heard it in my spirit that somebody said, I didn't know that. Well, when I'm away from the church and it's something that makes me feel uneasy about not meeting up with the saints. Last night, I'm telling you, I'm so used to going in with the saints and praying the new year in. But last night, I did not do that. It was God had impressed upon me to do a brand new thing. And it was brand new for me to just stay here and pray the year in. I tell you, DeVola was right on it. Mama, it's time. It's time for us to pray. It's time because this year is going on out of here. And it just didn't feel right to me. But I'm here to tell you that once you start a thing, and it is a right thing, when you are not doing that thing, it's something that really throws your whole life off track. And so I'm here to tell you this morning that we need to assemble ourselves with the saints. And we say, why? Because we need each other. We need each other. And if you don't feel like it, you need your sisters and brothers in Christ, then we need to get better at needing each other. We need to find a place where we are celebrated and not tolerated, because when you are celebrated at a place, you will get a telephone call, or you will get a text message like I did the other day when I went to church, ran out of church, getting back home, getting to another appointment. And the pastor texted me and said, you left today and did not give me my hug. I need to know, is everything okay? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Everything is okay. And then the next Sunday, his wife wanted her two hugs. He wanted his two hugs. It's why? Because I'm in a place where I'm celebrated. I'm in a place where people look forward to seeing me, and I look forward to seeing them. And it does something to your spirit. Come on here, somebody. Talk to me this morning. Number three, first of the month. First of the month, we want to worship God in tithes. We want to, oh, Lord, I heard it. Somebody said, what? What are you talking about? Well, most of us get paid once a month, get paid the first of the month. Most of us do. And the Bible says, all I'm doing is just telling you what the Bible says in Leviticus 27 and 30, a tithe of everything from the land, whether grain from the soil or fruit from the trees, belong to who? Belong to God. It is holy to who? Holy to the Lord. Holy is not mine. That which is holy to God is not holy to PK. I am to take my tithe. Hey, that's another good reason for you to go to church. You're supposed to take your tithe, not send them. You need to take your tithe to the Lord. This, I'm telling you, this electronic stuff is convenient, but I don't know how biblical it's lining up to be. It's convenient, though, because right now I can just put my tithe through to the church or through the computer and all this kind of stuff. But, y'all, it's something about all of this that is separating us from each other. And we need to be connected because we draw strength from each other. Let me tell you, when Pastor V calls me to just check on me, it makes my spirit soar. When my sister Gail Mathis called me and say, I'm just calling Dr. PK to see how you doing. Oh, my God. It makes my spirit soar. When my son, Lance Waterman, get on the phone, Lori calls and say, Mama PK, I just want to see if you okay today. Not wanting anything, but we are to the point almost that when the phone rings and the person on the other end say, hello, we want to know what they're calling me for. Not to just say, I want to see how you hear what I'm saying. We need each other. Well, let me talk about this tithe just a minute. 2 Corinthians 9:7, Kai, I sure do love you. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves what? A cheerful giver. I remember, you guys, that I really truly believe that my life and my finances turned around the year that David, my husband, made the decision, die baby, in January, we are going to give our tithes for the whole year. I said, boy, what you mean? What you mean? You are the numbers man. I'm not the numbers woman, but I have already added it up in my head. You saying we're going to pay $10,000 at the top of the year? Are you serious? Where are we going to get that kind of money? And he says, the Lord has impressed upon me to do this, now, baby. Can you help me? Can you support me in it? Of course I can support you in it, but man, you guys got to know. I was really questioning that, man, and why we had to do it like that. But I'm here to tell you that we sold that money, that tithe, the top of the year, $10,000. I really forgot even how we came up with it. David did it some way, but his goal was to have it before the end of January. He wanted to give it the first of the year, the first month of the year. And in July, my birth month, and which is the sixth month of the year, the seventh month of the year, the half of the year, whatever, David came to me and said, God, baby, all of our bills are paid for the year. Now you can do, I think that really threw me into doing what I really wanted to do with my money for real. Now you can do what you want to do for the rest of the year with your money. But I'm here to tell you, this has turned our finances around. It turned them around and they just kept getting better and better and better. I believe that I'm living on that now. And so I'm asking the Lord to help me this year to put a big seed in the ground, the first of this year, right now, in this month. I believe that if I ask him, he's going to reveal to me where it is and how I'm to put my hands on it to do that. How many of you want to connect with me and say, we're going to put a big seed in the ground the beginning of this year, right now in this January? And then finally, this is where we are, first of the year. So we seeking God when? Putting God first of every day, first of every week, first of every month, and now we are in January, the first of 2015. Happy New Year, everybody. Well, the first of the year, we want to offer a fast. Why should we offer a fast to the Lord? Why should we turn our plates down and forsake and forsake this flesh, what it really, 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 really want. Well, Galatians 5, 16 and 17, for I say, walk by the what? Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the what? Flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the what? Spirit. And the spirit what is contrary to the what? Flesh. They are in conflict with each other. And the one that you feed is the one that will be dominant and the one that will rule. Many of us must say that we have fed the flesh. And you don't only feed the flesh with food, but you feed the flesh with these computers and iPads and phones. You feed the flesh with so many other things. But here I'm asking that you call a holy fast unto the Lord. Joel 1 and 14 says, declare a holy fast. Call a sacred assembly. Summon the elders and all who live in the land of the house of the Lord, your God, and cry out to the Lord. Why? Because when we offer a fast, we should offer a fast joyfully unto the Lord. You don't walk into a restaurant with your friends and say, I'm fasting today. Y'all, go on and do what you need to do. Lord, I got to hold it. I got to bring this thing to a close. Matthew 6, 17 and 18 says, offer this fast joyfully. But when you fast, put oil on your head, wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to anyone that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you openly. Now, finally, I say to you, we don't put God first. Why? Because God is first. Whether you realize it or not, God was, God is, and God will always be God, and God is first. All we have to do is choose to put God first in our own lives. So, first things first in 2015, listen up for all that will be happening here on the Master's Call as we offer this fast up to the Lord beginning on the 5th. You will get more information about our fast on tomorrow's call. God bless you. God bless you. Have a super fantastic 2015. Back to you, Minister Kai.
Amen, amen, amen. First things first.
Yes.
Dr. PK, I will be calling you back for the benediction after prayer and a few announcements. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We thank you for bringing us in to 2015, oh Lord. We thank you and know that you will continue to pour in to the woman of God who just poured out unto us. First things first, oh Heavenly Father, continue to surround her, her children, and her 5 grandchildren, oh Heavenly Father. Keep them in perfect peace as their mind is stayed on you, oh Lord. Father God, we just thank you for covering, for hovering around, for comforting those who are dealing with loss right now, Father. Those who are bereaved, continue to be their peace that passes all understanding, oh God. Father, we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you. Sickness, disease, infirmity, cancer, leukemia are all names and must bow down to the name of Jesus. So those who are suffering through, oh Heavenly Father, we know that you are the healing. Your word says, by his stripes we are healed. So let us walk in our divine healing, in our divine health, oh Heavenly Father, knowing that you are in control. So Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify you and lift you up. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, Master's Call family, immediately following this call is the MMC call, and that number is 530-881-1300, access code 539-598#. Again, the fast starts on January 5th. For more information and prayer objectives, please, please, please visit our website at themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. And we are just so excited and super fantastic lifestyle that Dr. PK is leading. And we know that God is first because we're going to do what? First things first. So again, Master's Call family, we love you, and we want you to have a super fantastic life. Dr. PK, could you come back and give us our benediction?
Can you hear me, Minister Kai?
Loud and clear.
May global doors of significant opportunity open to you. May you and your family be amongst the 1% that possess the world's wealth. May God's glory rest upon you and his favor prosper you in Jesus' name. And may every negative cycle be broken. May health and happiness be your constant companion throughout 2015 in Jesus' name. Live a super fantastic life. Bye-bye.